Let's go to Mike Vrabel on the phone right now. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, big fella. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, big fella. Big fella.
I'm not that big, I mean, but I'll take the compliment. This past week, a lot different right from the get-go. Something clicked, something happened, something go on during the course of the week. Because you guys came out, you were focused, you were physical in that game on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think we came to the realization that this is how we have to play, and we can't really, you know, skirt around the subject and play a different way or a different style of ball. We got to come out, be ready to go, and you know, try to sustain that throughout the game. So we're certainly going to do that against the Rams, and you know, a team that's you know, really coming on right now and kind of found themselves the last couple weeks, and you know, 2-0 under Jim Haslett.
Hey, Mike, did you think there was a tendency in the previous weeks to maybe not understand that you had to move on based on everything that happened, the loss of the Brady? I mean, did you get that feeling?
Well, I think it's going to be important for us to move forward and really obviously understand that, you know, every week or every day that you could be with someone or without them. And, you know, certainly that's been the case the last couple weeks. I think you see with there are different running backs going down or what's the situation and Rodney's situation, and Lawrence. So we pretty much had to deal with that throughout, and I think we've got, you know, to the understanding that whoever's out there is expected to play at a high level.
Mike, is there any thought of that it just seemed like you guys were having a little more fun out there? Flying
well,
around.
I think hopefully when, you know, it's tough to have fun when you're getting your head kicked in and, yep. You know, you're not making any plays, so to just go out there and try to fake it, you know, it's tough to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you got to be able to make plays to create the energy.
Mike, obviously this isn't the greatest show on turf, the old Rams teams of the past, but it's a team you guys don't know a lot about. It's an NFC team. How much harder is it this week getting ready for them, say, opposed to, you know, a team like the Jets that you see twice a year?
Well, I think from a personnel standpoint, it's different because there are some new faces and ones that we haven't faced. But you know, certainly they have no shortage of superstars. You know, they got a great quarterback who's had a lot of success in this league, and an extremely talented running back who, you know, really has the ability to take it the distance on you know, any play. And you see certain guys, you're like, okay, that guy's a good back and he can bust one for 20 or 25 yards. He runs hard. He does this. You know, this is that type of back, you know, with the explosion to be able to take it 70 yards for a touchdown.
Talking about Jackson and obviously, you know, multifaceted running back, Bill was talking to us on Monday about that they use him in so many different ways, that he's lines up differently. How difficult does that make it for you guys in that, you've got to figure out where he is at all times?
Well, I think sometimes it could kind of be to your advantage because, you know, when you're out there and you have to be focused and you have to know that when he comes out of the huddle that if he offset, you know, what tailback's offset in the eye? None of them. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to get him to the flat or let him run a wheel route on a linebacker or he's out in a slot as a receiver. So I think if you have your guard up, and it makes it that much easier to focus in and try to understand what's going on every play.
Mike, I know you've watched enough film by now. Can you see any difference in the way they play from when they were had Linehan as their head coach as to when they've had Haslett the last couple games? Besides the wins,
I think that, you know, offensively, you know, they didn't lose the coordinator. You know, they're still you know, pretty similar, but they're just up tempo and guys are making plays and they're taking shots downfield. They're hitting big plays, and I would imagine that defensively they're playing a lot better. And I, you know, there's just a lot of reasons for turnaround. You know, you just kind of look at the last 2 weeks as, you know, an indication of that, as opposed to look at them early in the year, which you do a little bit. But I think you look at the last two games, and mm-hmm. You know, this is the Rams that we're probably going to see on Sunday.
I think it goes back to what we were just talking about. They're having fun right now. Obviously, from an emotional standpoint, might be the same personnel. They may be running the same stuff, but, you know, upstairs, they're feeling a lot better.
More fun when you make the plays, like Mike said.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I know Jim Haslett and, you know, Freddie, obviously, you know, knows him pretty well. I played with under Jim in Pittsburgh, and he's a passionate guy about football, and I'm sure he's got those guys ready to go and ready to play.
Mike, I know you don't run the card team, you know, to get in the first unit offense ready to play, but you're standing there, you're watching some of the things that, you know, the Rams are replicating, your team is doing in defense to get the O ready. Is it some of the same stuff that you guys did in Pittsburgh when you were there with Hazlitt?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think a little bit that I can remember. I mean, it's been a long time, but, you know, not that I knew the plays that well back then anyway. So,
yeah,
I think there's a little bit of carryover. And, you know, he ran a 3-4 in Pittsburgh, but did some of the same stuff. And, you know, that was because, you know, he was under Bill Cowherd. You know, Bill liked the 3-4, so that's what, you know, Jim ran when he was in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I think that, you know, if you can coach, you can coach in a lot of different systems.
Yeah, I was talking more of like that blitz zone stuff, you know, where they drop the ends out, because especially going up against a guy like Castle, you know, he's only making his sixth start. That's where you get in trouble throwing those picks, you know, those D linemen.
Well, I mean, they, whatever they want to call them, I'm sure they got everything under the sun ready to go. You know, whatever you want to dial up and then call on Sunday, whatever he thinks gives them the best chance to win. I know I got plenty on my plate to worry about.
You mentioned the big play capability that St. Louis has. You did a great job against Denver and not so much against San Diego. Will that be a big point of emphasis again this week?
You know, Steve, I think that if you look at when we've had success and we've had failure, you can look at the big play and you can look at penalties. And I think that those two things, you know, are going to be what really goes a long way in determining the outcome of the game for us defensively and how we play it. You can make a team go 10, 12 yards and give up a field goal. That's pretty frustrating for an offense. So, but on the flip side, you go two plays and hit one from 60 yards. You know, they're ready to go. They're jacked up and ready to go. They're fresh. They ran two plays. They got a touchdown out of it. So, you know, we every week aim to limit big play and be smart with the penalties.
Mike, what was the feeling last week when Rodney went down? And I know that I noticed that you gathered some of the players together at the time. What was that feeling like?
Well, it's just frustrating from a personal standpoint because, you know, I get to see how much Rodney puts into it, and I see the way, you know, the type of person he is and the type of player that he is, and that he, you know, really has helped, you know, push me in the you know, now my 12th year, staying active and staying and keeping, you know, working out during the week and running during practice, running to the ball, and just, you know, all the things that Rodney, you know, just stood for, and he would push other guys. So it's just frustrating to see a guy like that, you know, get injured out there playing.
How's James Sanders been? I mean, now he's the veteran presence back here. You think, wow, he's a pretty young guy. Yet now Merriweather's got to step in. You got some young guys on the corner. How's James been in practice this week?
James is the same as he always is. James is just really, really steady back there. James knows his stuff. He knows all his calls. I mean, James is always, you know, I like James a lot, really. I just communicate well with him out there and have for, you know, a few years. So, James would be the last guy that I would ever worry about defensively out there.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great one this weekend.
Okay, guys.
See ya. Mike Vrabel.
Luck, Mike.
Of the Patriots.